The City of Worcester presents
Woo Stories.
Welcome back, Woo Storytellers. This is episode 7 of Woo Stories. Last time, we talked about some storytelling tips and how to brainstorm the story that you want to tell. This week, we're actually going to rewind and revisit a topic we started a long time ago: using sound to make your podcast or audio story more interesting.
Yep, we talked about the 4 types of sound back in episode 2. And by now, we all know that the 4 types of sound are narration, ambient noise, music, and interviews.
But there is a big difference between knowing the words that we use to describe those 4 types of sound and actually understanding how to use them in a story. So that's what we're going to do today. So of course, if you need to review the elements of sound, you can pause now and go back and check out episode 2.
For sure, you'll want to be all caught up before you listen to this episode, because we're going to get a little bit technical today. But here's the thing. By the time you're ready to be thinking about background noise, you will have already brainstormed your story and started planning out how you're going to tell it, like if you need any interviews or if you need to write any narration. You might even have those parts finished already. So really, this is one of the final steps in putting together your audio story. So, Kathy, if you have your story, you've got your interviews, and your narration is ready to go, and all that's left is planning the sounds, what should the Woo Storytellers do next?
This is when it's really useful to have a radio script. Radio scripts are a lot like theater scripts that actors use, except instead of telling the actors when they need to speak while they're on stage, radio scripts tell audio producers where they need to put certain audio files while they're editing. It's kind of like a map. So in addition to the words that the narrator or people interviewed are saying, they include the timestamp of the audio file. That's where it says how many minutes and seconds long your file is, and any extra sounds that have been recorded to be included in their story. If all of this is hard for you to imagine, don't worry. We'll put up an example of a radio script to look at on our website with all of the other resources. You can find them at worcestma.gov/recreation-worcester.
I'm really visual, so I would definitely need to see something like that before I could really understand it. But basically, the purpose of the radio script is to help you organize all the pieces of your story so that they all fit together.
Yes, that's exactly what it is. And like I said earlier, it's pretty much like a map. It just literally tells you like where to put things, when to put it, and how.
And just like you said, you can write on your script where you want the extra sounds to go. So the script is the plan. But next, we've got to think about where we want our sounds to go in the script. A lot of this has to do with knowing what you think sounds good. And the more podcasts that you listen to, the more you'll be able to figure that out. But here are some tips that we've put together for 3 good places to add extra sounds. So the first one is at the beginning of the story, when you're describing the environment, or at the introduction of an important character. This is where you could use some background or ambient noise. So at this point, think about what kinds of sounds would help people understand where your story takes place or who your character is.
The number 2 spot is at that moment in the story when something important or dramatic happens, like a door slamming or a huge thunderstorm. You can use these sounds to highlight the action and show your audience that they should be focused on this part of the story.
And then the 3rd place that we came up with to use extra sound effects is during a transition in the story, like between 2 people speaking, or if you're moving forward in time in the story, or when you introduce a new idea to the story. In those moments, music might be the best choice for your sound effect. Remember to choose music that has the same mood that you want in your story.
But wait, there is one more thing we need to know about extra sound effects.
Oh no, what did we forget, Kathy?
For the most part, in order to include extra sound effects into your audio story or podcast, you will need to edit your sound. That means uploading it into an editing program like Audacity, which we mentioned before is a free program you can download on your computer.
Oh, true. But what if our Woo storytellers have never used an editing program before?
Well, the truth is, you don't technically need sound effects in your story, so you could finish it without them. But if you want to learn how to use an editing program, you could also ask if anyone in your family, friends, or community knows how to edit audio and could help you. If they can, there is lots of online videos explaining how to use editing programs. We'll include some good ones in our resources, but you could also look for them online. Here's some vocab that might help you out. When you are combining more than one audio file in an editing program, that is called mixing your audio. You can Google how to mix audio in Audacity.
It's a good tip. Okay, everybody, here's your challenge for this week. Find a short story that you love. It could be a story that you know by heart. It could be a movie summary that you have memorized. It could be a TV episode or a chapter of your favorite book. It could be a song or a poem, any story at all. Then revisit the story by writing it down, rewatching, or rereading it. And think about the sounds that exist in the story. If it's a movie or a TV show, listen to what happens in the background. If it's a story you've remembered, a song or a book, look for words that tell you what noises are happening. So, are there words like boom, crash, or zoom? Does it say something like the door slammed? Make a note of all the sounds in your story and write them down. Then check out your list. If you were making a radio story, how many of those sounds could you record? Would you include all the sounds? Maybe some of them would be distracting. Trust your gut. Whatever you think would sound good in your radio story, you're probably right. And if you think it might be distracting, you're probably right.
As always, send us what you came up with. Write a list and email it to youth@worcesterma.gov or DM us on Instagram @worcester_DYO. Thanks for listening.
See you next time, Woo Storytellers.
This is a podcast created by the Division of Youth Opportunities.
Thanks for tuning in.
Woo Stories is a production of Worcester's Division of Youth Opportunities. It is written and produced by Kathy Esparza and me, Liza French, as well as edited by me. Our theme song is Gone by Mora Beats, and this episode also features music from Morrow.